RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For show number 31 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. I am Stuart Howe, and I'm really glad you're here. Whether you're listening live or checking in later, I'm glad you are here. I've got a great guest with us today, and I've got a great guest coming up next week. I want to thank my in-the-field producer, the always amazing Mr. Casey Whalen, who has a really nice YouTube channel called North Idaho Exposed, for helping me with guests. He's very well connected. He does great work. If you want to see some really good examples of citizen journalism, please go and see Casey's pieces. He's got some just beautiful video pieces up on his YouTube channel. That's North Idaho Exposed. So thank you, Casey Whalen. You're a good man, and I appreciate your help. And I'd like to thank Sam in the studio, too, who does an excellent job for me always. So I'm glad that you've come to join us, folks. Next week, I will have the most banned comedian in the world, Owen Benjamin, will be joining us next week. And this week, I am really happy to be sharing with you a wonderful guy. And he is an author, he's a speaker, he is a political activist, a blogger, and a documentary filmmaker. He does excellent work. He's very, very well educated on what's going on with Marxism and this totalitarian takeover. Say that five times fast. That's being rolled out now. He's got a new movie coming out. It may be out now. I apologize for not knowing that. It's called Enemies Within. And he's a very, very, very knowledgeable guy. And I'm happy to have him on. His name is Trevor Loudon. Trevor, are you with us?
I am, sir. How are you doing?
I am really good today. I'm really good. How long have you been here? You're from New Zealand, correct?
Yeah, I am. I live in the States, though, most of the time.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Well, if you could, go ahead and just introduce yourself to our audience here, and then we'll go off in any kind of direction you'd like to. But, yeah, if you could, just kind of introduce yourself, and we'll go from there.
Well, thank you very much. As I say, my expertise is Marxism. I've written several books on the Marxist infiltration of the Democratic Party. My 2016 movie, Enemies Within, showed the deep penetration of Marxists and Islamists into the Democrats and the Republicans to some degree. And my book from last year, White House Reds, really showed the communist background of Biden and Amy Klobuchar and little Pete Buttigieg, etc. So my thesis is basically we're in a Marxist revolution right now, directed by China, and we have a limited amount of time to turn it around.
Wow, yeah, that seems to be very, very accurate. And it seems that when you talk about the infiltration of both parties to some degree, certainly the Democrat Party, we're seeing a lot of evidence to support that. It's everywhere. And I'm hoping you can help me and my audience understand how they've rolled this out and the lengths they've gone to basically to market Marxism as something other than what it is. It certainly has gained some popularity based on falsehoods. And I'm hoping you can help us understand how they've amassed somewhat of a popular following in the masses based on maybe the cover of socialism or what they're presenting as socialism, which is actually Marxism, and how that all works. Because they certainly are you know, running quite a marketing campaign for us.
Well, exactly. Look, it's been going on for 100 years, but it really kicked off in the 1960s, the Vietnam War era, into the 80s and the 90s. And so what you had by the 90s was a very deep penetration of the American education system. And that came in through the unions, through the teachers' colleges. And so just when Americans were starting to forget about socialism, the American communist movement was pushing it on steroids through the unions, through the schools, through the media, etc. And so now we have a generation after generation of young American kids who believe that their country got rich by ripping off the third world, that America is irredeemably racist, that the Constitution is evil, and that Marxism and socialism have something to offer. And so you're seeing that in virtually every school district in the country being pushed out there as normal, as a normal way of looking at things, which is why we have hundreds of thousands of young kids supporting Bernie Sanders and other Marxists now.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you make another excellent point. And they can only get so far popularizing something as evil as communism, socialism, Marxism. So they have to go the other route, and they have to demonize the virtues of a constitutional republic and characterize it in all sorts of ways, and mischaracterize it in all sorts of ways to bring negativity upon a system which I don't think is as flawed as they would have us believe. I think it's been usurped and co-opted. Certainly, capitalism has become crony capitalism, and as you know better than most people, we no longer have an actual rule of law under a constitutional republic. But they need to make it out to be some sort of a bad thing, to have a constitutional.
Well, that's right. You know, most young American kids really believe that their government is based on evil. You know, this is the government that has liberated more people from fascism and communism than any other, that has spread prosperity around the world, that has saved people from poverty and tyranny. But if you talk to most young college kids, they would tell you that America got rich by ripping off the third world. America is irredeemably racist. America is a corrupt society, and who would want to defend a horrible society like that? And so that is where we're at, and that is why hundreds of thousands of young American kids get sucked in by pro-Chinese communist operations like Black Lives Matter, get sucked in by Bernie Sanders, get sucked into hating their own country. You know, how many people do you know who've slaved away to finally get junior into college, their first kid into college, and then the kid comes back in the Thanksgiving and tells the parents how stupid they are? You know, that is where the American education system is right now. It isn't just critical race theory. The whole education system is Marxist.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a good example of that, you mentioned being enslaved. This country really did a great job when slavery was prevalent around the world of ending slavery. In fact, you know, I'm a big fan of source documentation to see what really was the prevailing thought of the day when decisions were made. And I came across a book of letters that Jefferson had written to different heads of state. And you know, he talked about how difficult it was to turn this country towards a true, you know, beacon of hope and freedom for all mankind, and that one of their first hurdles was just overcoming titles of nobility and hereditary titles of nobility, and the idea of a class system and a ruling class and a peasant class. So he talked a great length about undoing that and then undoing slavery, and that's exactly what this country did. There were no monarchs here. And he wrote to one of the other heads of state about the issue with slavery. He said, "Nothing is so clearly written in the book of fate as that these people are to be free." And they constructed a system whereby they could make that happen. And so what do we see? Exactly what you said. We see them demonizing the founding fathers and, you know, the founders of this country as slavers, when actually that was the prevailing system in the world. And we, you know, we brought it up. It didn't all end on the boat ride over here. We had to establish a system and get rid of nobility and slavery. And we did exactly that. But they would have us believe these were evil slave masters, you know, lock, stock, and barrel. So yeah, they've certainly turned that upside down as well. What do you think?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think they have left in their arsenal? How far do you think they can go? And have they overplayed their hands? Are people starting to see, you know, how bad this may become now with this latest rollout in, you know, with this COVID-19 nonsense and the lockdowns that are becoming more clear every day? It has nothing to do with health issues.
Well, that's right. See, it's like when you're just about at the end, when you're just about got where you need to go, that's when you start getting a little shaky. You know, the hard left have indoctrinated our kids. They're now using the COVID epidemic, which was deliberately spread by the Chinese communists, to wreck the economy, to take away our freedoms, and institute a socialist state. But they're not getting the cooperation that they think they deserve. Because, you know, 50% of Americans still aren't vaccinated and don't want to be vaccinated. And a lot of people are really standing up against this. They're seeing that this is nothing to do with public health. This is all about control. So we're at a very interesting time right now where the left are desperate to enforce their mass line down our throats, and millions of people are standing up and saying, hell no, never in America. So it's going to come down to which side wins. Are we going to, enough of us going to stand up, or enough of us going to bow down? And that's where we're heading right now.
Well put. Thank you for that, Trevor. Yeah, we are seeing that. You know, we're seeing a lot of people really recede into the cognitive dissonance and just decide they're going to be on Team Fauci, you know, and bow down and wear their masks. I think most of them probably are somewhere near close enough to understand that they do no good and that it's all a big farce. And some of them, I'm sure, have, you know, learned a little bit about the PCR assay that really is not ever meant to be a test for anything, and that the whole thing is a fraud, you know, from soup to nuts. But yet a lot of them are still deciding to go along with the prevailing sentiment in their household or their church or their communities, and just, you know, they don't want to rock the boat, and they're just continuing to wear their masks. So we are seeing a divide, and I think that probably is something that was counted upon. I mean, it's just another area for divide and conquer, do you think?
Well, yeah, but I think it hasn't gone as well for the left as they hoped. I think the American public are a lot more aware and a lot more courageous than they're given credit for. But see, this is the time for all of us to choose. We're all going to be held accountable for our behavior at some point. Whether you're atheist or agnostic or Christian or Jewish, all of us are going to be held accountable. And so the people who care about that, the people who care about eternity, the people who care about right and wrong and their kids' futures, are the people who are standing up. And we're seeing a real sorting of the wheat from the chaff. You know, we're seeing this in the churches, you know, the cowardly pastors who just want to give everything to Caesar, and the brave pastors who take their responsibilities as leaders seriously. So we're seeing who our friends are, and we're seeing who the cowards are, and that's a very valuable thing in itself. So it's a very interesting time to be alive right now.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, you brought up a subject that hopefully will spill over into our next segment here. We have a commercial break coming up. Well, let's see, in about 4 or 5 minutes. But the area of the church, which I'm sure you could probably, you know, help us understand the degree to which it's been co-opted. And, you know, religion is getting people to stand down and to not understand the whole rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's thing. And that is something that baffles me, that there aren't more clergy, that there aren't more churches that recognize their role, you know, that they need to stand up and they need to help direct their flocks to stand against evil. I had the privilege to go and hear Pastor Art Pawlowski about a week ago. He was the minister, pastor. Yeah, wonderful man who stood up against the basically the Gestapo there in Calgary, Canada, and just, you know, threw the police out of his church a couple of times. And he really made it very clear that this is basically the role of the church, to inspire their people to be strong and to stand against evil in every level. But when it's this overt, boy, they had better rally to do God's will. You know, and it's not just for religious people, but for all people of good conscience. So can you help us understand maybe the degree to which or the mechanism by which our churches have been so turned against standing up?
Well, you know, look back about 100 years ago, the communists made a conscious decision to infiltrate the American churches. And they got inside the Protestant churches and they got inside the Catholic churches. But to a degree, the Baptists and the evangelicals remained pure. And so you had this backbone of America. But in the 1950s, especially with the Johnson Amendment introduced by Senator Johnson from Texas, basically told churches they couldn't endorse candidates anymore. And every cowardly pastor in the country thought, hallelujah, no, I don't have to take the tough decisions. I don't have to be the leader of my community. I'll stand aside while they take prayer out of schools. I'll stand aside while they pass Roe v. Wade. And so you had America went from a situation where the churches were the moral leader of the community to the situation where they are basically secondary or even tertiary. And so the American churches have bowed out, and they've got more and more socialists, they've got more and more left-wing, they've got more and more cowardly, with a very few noble exceptions, which is why we're in the state we are today. You know, like Andrew Breitbart used to say, he would say, politics is downstream from culture. The culture shapes the politics. But he could have added that culture is downstream from religion. Your religion shapes your culture. Your culture shapes your politics. So from the 1950s onwards, the American churches have abandoned the leadership role in society. Our culture has gone to hell, and our politics is a basket case. This is all because the churches bowed out, because the socialists deliberately took them out of the picture.
Yes, yes, and imposed economic sanctions, I believe, through the 401c3 tax-exempt status, that if they were to, you know, not toe the line, they might lose their, you know, almighty tax exemption.
Well, look, you know, what good is your tax-exempt status going to do you when you're rotten in hell? Yeah. You know, what is more important, standing up for what you believe in, standing up for the big biblical values you profess to believe in, or absolutely, a tax-free status. And absolutely, churches have been bought off, absolutely,
yep,
bought off.
Line. They've been bought off. Let's continue this on the other side. You're listening to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and Trevor Loudon on RBN. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pens were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day. A million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone?
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour. I'm your host, Stuart Howe, and I have Trevor Loudon with us. Trevor, hey, thank you for what you brought to the last segment. What else can we say about that? I mean, that's a very important topic, the way that churches have been motivated to stand down. And in the face of that, what can we do to to help people realize that they have a personal obligation to not go along with this evil, you know, in spite of what their churches may have them believe.
Well, I'm actually doing a movie right now called Enemies Within the Church, and I ask people to go along, just look up enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com, and you can see what we're talking about there, that we're in trouble because the churches have abdicated out their responsibilities, and they need to get back on track. But this is the thing, you know, we're fighting a spiritual war here. You know, this is God versus the devil, and it's playing out in our politics. And the churches are supposed to be on our side. The churches are supposed to be standing up for truth, standing up for courage, standing up for faith. And they're not doing it, which is why we're in huge trouble. So, you know, there's no sense listening to a broadcast like this on a Friday or a Saturday than going to a communist church on a Sunday. You know, people have gotta make a decision whether their church is actually Bible believing and willing to stand, or whether their church is a fake church.
Yeah, because ultimately their church is not going to be there, you know, when push comes to shove, and they're held accountable for their actions. And
yeah, and we're all going to be held accountable, you know. Are you held accountable for truth or the lies that you tell, the lies that you bought into?
Yeah, and what I've come to appreciate, held accountable for our inaction, because not saying anything, not, you know, having the wherewithal to stand up and call BS on all this, and to not go along with it, that inaction, you know, amounts to cooperating with the evil. And I think a lot of people believe they're going to get a pass just by keeping their head down and not saying or doing anything. And I think you would join me in encouraging everybody to not go that route, but to be bold and, you know, in their prayers, ask for the strength to start speaking out and standing up and being willing to maybe be unpopular with these fools that have bought into it, because, you know, they can inspire the people around them. And I think we will start to see what's referred to as the 100 monkey effect. And as soon as enough people start being willing to speak out, it'll become socially acceptable to call BS on this nonsense and to just not comply in mass.
Exactly. Well, if you look back before World War II, there was one force in Germany that had the numbers and the moral authority to stop the Nazis, and that was the German churches. They had enough to stop the Nazis, and they decided not to. They became good German Christians. They became good Nazi Christians. They put swastikas in their churches. And that negligence led to a war that killed 80 million people. Do you think those German Christians got a free pass for keeping their head down?
I think not. So we're not going to get a pass.
I think not at all. I think we're not going to get a pass. We either stand up for what we believe in, or we work with the devil. We choose.
Yeah, very true. Hey, I'm going to give out the call-in number, folks. If you'd like to call in and have a chat with us, ask a question to Trevor, please give us a call. There's two numbers you can call in after the break. I'll take a couple calls. We're about to go to break. Our numbers here are area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And there's also an 800 number. That's 313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in. We're about to go to break here, but what a great show. Trevor, I'm so glad you were able to join us. And we'll continue our discussion on the other side of this break. I guess they're going to call us to break in just a couple of minutes here. But, it's really interesting. My own experience, and maybe you can relate to this too, is once you do become even a little bit willing to stand up and speak out and to oppose this, you feel a power. You know, you feel empowered and loved by the universe for doing our part. And that's something that I didn't count on until I actually experienced it. And I'm sure you have some experience with that, with really feeling like you're doing your part, you know, in any way that you do.
Yeah, well, I think exactly right. We're only going to be saved now by the power of truth. And, you know, faith gives courage to speak the truth. And that's where we're at right now. And you're right, it is empowering. No matter how overwhelming things might look, you speak the truth, you do get that, you do feel a lot better.
Awesome. Very well. I'm going to leave it there until after the break. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back with the White Rose Resistance Hour with Trevor Loudon and your host, Stuart Howe.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back, folks. We're back. We are into a long segment here on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and my wonderful guest, Trevor Loudon. I've got a couple call-ins. Thank you for holding, guys. Mark in Texas, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Stuart.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Mark, do you have a question for Trevor?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Trevor, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. Hey, great commentary, Trevor. I agree 100%.
Great.
I think our churches have just really dropped the ball, and I've done a lot of research on it, and I think it really started around the 1980s with Hal Lindsey. You remember Hal, the great planet Earth, the great late planet Earth?
Hal Lindsey.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, it started way before then, but he definitely highlighted a lot of things.
Yes, what I'm talking about is as far as the Christian evangelical movement, which, it absolutely started with Scofield, but, you know, it became a formidable force in the 80s when they numbered around 35 million. And, you know, 40 years later, we're looking at, you know, probably closer to 70 million. And, you know, that's a real problem, I believe, for the true gospel. And I just wondered what you thought about that.
Well, the true gospel is not even taught in many churches across the country now. And a lot of the evangelical churches have gone woke, which is basically Marxist. They've gone Marxist. And so you're seeing a real falling away. You're seeing a real, a destruction of the churches that really maintained America for 100 years, 200 years. And so, yeah, you're getting a lot of false church. You're getting a lot of socialist church, woke church, and you're getting a lot of weak church that isn't willing to stand up. So it is a real problem because, the country cannot survive if this continues.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a big sea change in the last 8 or 12 years, especially.
That well, you know, a whole lot of churches are basically Marxist now. You know, they're teaching social justice, critical race theory. They ignore the Old Testament. They ignore, anything to do with hell or accountability or anything like this. They're just so dumbed down and so Marxist. They're not really churches in any meaningful sense of the word.
No, they're not. And a really good example, I pull up online church for my 80-something-year-old mother. And she can't listen to the preacher anymore. And I quit going. And the message is, in the big city churches, mainstream is really, is so watered down. But even my mother is like, wow, I don't understand why they spend so much time in the Old Testament. You know, and the Old Testament's great, but the good news is in the New Testament, and there's a new covenant, and, it's all about Jesus. And if we just don't hear that. And anyway, great show, great guest, and that's really all I had, Stuart. I'll let you proceed to the next caller. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Mark. There he goes, everybody. That was Mark in Texas. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
And hopefully,
bye bye, Trevor.
Bye bye, Mark. See you later. Thank you.
Thanks,
sir.
Mark. Hopefully, we've still got Andy on the line, on line 5. Andy, are you with us?
Hey, yes, gentlemen, you sure do. Hey, I like the way you guys are talking here. The one thing I like the most is that you guys are giving out a history lesson here. We're not just talking about religion, but we're talking about the history of religion. We're talking about the history of the Third Reich, if you will, or Hitler. But we also have to talk about Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong and how they were connected to the United States. They were installed. And what did these people do? They totally killed people. Their job was depopulation. So give us some thought, people. These people were killing us long before we got here, and they're still killing us now. And right now, they're going for the death jab. And so we're in a war. Whether you believe it or not, sooner or later, it's coming to your door. I said this on another show just the other day. It's coming to your door. You're going to know somebody who's got hurt from this death jab. And you're either going to be Mr. Johnny Denial, or you're going to actually go, wait a minute, that person was perfectly fine yesterday. She got the jab 2 days ago, and she gone. And then you make some nationality out of that. So, I mean, humanity's got to, we really got something to think about here. The people without the guns are doing more fighting than we are. And we got
well,
the
guns. You know, the churches, a lot of them are giving up to this. You know, and this the whole COVID thing was basically given to us by the communist Chinese to wreck the economy, to depopulate America, and prepare us for conquest. And you got churches who are buying into this stuff. You know, so they're basically working for the enemy.
I believe that. And you know what? It's that 501c3 that got them into it. Because look at some of these churches. They're preaching the same stuff over and over again. Exactly. Yeah, they sold out, so they didn't have to pay no taxes.
Yeah, which is great. You know, well, they're all going to heaven, aren't they?
Maybe
not.
Well,
look at that Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Joel Osteen, who hasn't talked about sin for 30 years.
Yeah, minimum.
Yeah, but...
Well, what do you guys think as far as inspiring people to take a stand regardless of whether or not they're led to by their church? I mean, I'd love to hear some input from you, Mark. I'm sorry, from Andy and Trevor for how we can help inspire people to turn that corner and become willing to take a stand, even though it might not be convenient or popular.
Well, you're asking me...
Your church is not going to get you to heaven. Your personal relationship with Jesus Christ gets you to heaven. So if you're not getting truth out of your church, why are you there? What good is it going to do you? So that's the thing. If your pastor will not teach the truth, you know, and he will not listen, there's no point. There's no point in being involved. You're better off to find another church that will, or a home church, or do your own study. Because going to a church because it's a social club or because the pastor married your daughter, it's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, amen. At the end of the day, it's a personal thing, isn't it?
Well, hey, but on the same token, what would Jesus do right now in this particular moment that we're sitting at? Okay, he cast the bankers out. That's what got him crucified, pretty much. But what would Jesus do right now? He certainly wouldn't sit on his hands, and he certainly wouldn't go to a church that wasn't worshiping what's supposed to be worshipped. So, I mean, we all need to become more Jesus-like. And what's the problem here? Are we just too afraid of dying? But the one thing we know for sure is, we all are going to die. So, what, you just want to live as long as you can? Do you think the founding fathers who broke away and got freedom for this country, they cared about their lives, but damn it, they cared more about freedom than they did anything else. And that's what prevailed. Yeah. That's how we got what we got. If I understood the story correctly. Perhaps there's some lies in there.
You're right. So you're just a nice person, you know. Look, there's a famous saying, you know, let's just enjoy life and make this a better world to go to hell from, you know.
Yeah, so...
<It's,
laughs> We're all just going to sit here and wait for them to come kill us.
Yeah. You know, we, you know, Jesus was very willing to resist evil. He went into the temple and he overthrew the, you know, overthrew the money changers. You know, Christians picked up rifles and fought for religious liberty to make this country. You know, young Christian boys went overseas and fought the Nazis and the Japanese to save the world. You know, that's the kind of spirit we need now. We need Christians who are willing to fight because that's what Jesus would do. Jesus would not roll over and let your family be shot full of vaccines and told what to do by the state and your church is all closed down because the government said so. That wouldn't be how Jesus would operate. Not if my understanding is correct anyway.
And so why are so many people doing that? That's just crazy. You call yourself a Christian, but you're going to just roll over.
Yeah. Well, you know, like faith gives courage. If you have true faith, you will have true courage. If you have no courage, what does that say about the genuineness of your faith?
You don't have none.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think the starting point. You ask a very, very good question, Andy. Is how do we behave more in the way Jesus would have? I think a good start would be to just refuse to comply with the mask mandates and these injections. I mean, I think the injections is a very clear one. There's enough credible information out there, so I'll put that out there into the discussion.
Well, hey, I'll throw this out there and then I'll get off the air here. Hey, so let's put everything in question, because not only would Jesus stand up to all these different laws and stuff that took gold pieces out of his pocket because he had a broken taillight, would he stand up for that? No, he wouldn't settle for that either. So we've gone way off the Jesus scale here. Hey, for any Christian, we're way off the Jesus scale. And we're way off the Declaration of Independence scale, too. We've broken the barrier on that. At that, I'll let you go. You probably got other callers, and it's getting late.
Yeah, Andy, but you're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah, well, the powers that shouldn't be have seen the degree to which we've complied with the smaller things, with the broken taillight laws and the taxation, overtaxation and whatnot. So that's empowered them to roll this out with fervor, as they're doing now. Would you agree, Trevor? We're seeing them, they're pretty bold these days with what they think they can get away with.
Well, yeah, they're going to push it as far as they can. And, you know, if there is nothing in the Constitution that says churches can be closed down because of a pandemic. Nothing. You know, and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and it's based upon the Bible. So every pastor who basically cowed down and said, okay, I'm going to close my church, you know, was basically disobeying God. And they think they're somehow being responsible citizens or something. You know, what is their first duty? Is their first duty to God or is their first duty to the government? Because government can't get you to heaven. Government can't save your soul.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
not.
So why would you make government your master?
Weakness and instilled ignorance. Hey, Trevor, I've got another caller. Let's bring in James real quick. James in Kansas on line 3. Are you with us?
Know more about the banking system in Germany prior to the Nazis taking over. How it differed after the Nazis got to throw the weight around.
Yeah, that banking system was pretty well entrenched before then. And then, of course, you know, the same bankers, and I'm sure Trevor will want to respond to this too, was behind empowering China. At one point, we went over there, I believe in the early 70s, things took a big turn when the bankers got behind all of the, you know, the Chinese and the American movements as well, and started steering this thing globally. And just for a heads up, we've got our last break coming up here in just a minute or two. But yeah, Trevor, you want to take that and run with it for a minute until you hear the music come up?
Well, you know, the bankers in the West have betrayed us for a very long time. You know, whether you're talking the Federal Reserve System or the modern Wall Street bankers, who would rather sell the country out to China than be remotely patriotic. So yeah, look, it's been a huge problem that's gone on for a long, long time, and we have allowed ourselves to be robbed, to have our sovereignty eroded, to basically be sold out to our enemies because of certain unelected bankers. And so, you know, that is something that's crying out for major reform. And, you know, we all know that the establishment of the Federal Reserve System back in 1913 was a big step towards impoverishing and destroying American sovereignty.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I have no time for them, I got to say that much.
Yeah, I've divorced myself from the banks. Hey, folks, we're going to break. We'll be right back with the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and Trevor Loudon.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour. I'm your host, Stuart Howe, and I've got our guest, Trevor Loudon, here. Want to thank our last call-in, James in Kansas. Thank you very much, James, for calling in. We're going to let you go. We've only got a couple of minutes left here, and so I wanted to thank the always amazing Casey Whalen and invite everybody to visit his website, North Idaho Exposed. It's actually his YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and put in North Idaho Exposed, Casey is doing amazing work, and there's if you like the speakers or the subject matter here, you'll love Casey Whalen's work. So I'd also like to thank RBN, and if you can support this radio show, it's one of the last places, we haven't gotten to out there today, but where you can say, you know, it's a truly free speech here, and I think that needs to be appreciated and supported, so thank you, RBN. And yeah, Trevor, I'm so appreciate your coming on and sharing with our audience and our call-ins today. And if you could, we just have a couple of minutes left. Go ahead and let people know how they can see more of your work and maybe what you've got coming up. And then we should have the music come up in a couple of minutes, and that'll end our show. But thank you. And how can people hear more of your work?
Well, look, please go to my daily blog, trevorloudon.com. And you'll see my movie, The Enemies Within, and that really deals with the Marxist and Islamist infiltration of the U.S. government. But the most important project I'm working on now is Enemies Within the Church. So please go to enemieswithinthechurch.com. You can see trailers. You can see essays about what we're doing. We're talking about the Marxist infiltration of the evangelical churches, because the churches in America are on the verge of being lost. And so the movie is exposing this and showing what can be done to turn it around. Because if it's not turned around, American Christianity will be completely unrecognizable in a very, very short space of time. So you're trevorloudon.com, Enemies Within the Church would be the places to go. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And I'm sure you would join me in sending some prayer and encouragement to our brothers and sisters in New Zealand and Australia and Canada and elsewhere, but especially New Zealand and Australia. I know they're up against it right now. So that's
they
it,
sure
folks.
Are.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us, Trevor. I appreciate you. You've been a wonderful guest. And everybody out there, thank you for joining us. We'll be back again next Saturday when I will have Owen Benjamin with us. And I love you. Have a great week. We'll see you next weekend.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.